Musician Jason Mraz made a big debut back in 2002 with a platinum album, Waiting for My Rocket to Come, featuring the hit song, The Remedy. He followed that up with the album Mr. A to Z, but after that, he took a long hiatus. Today, Mraz returns with the new album, We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. Last month, he came by our studios and played some new music for us. He also told Allison Stewart how he spent his time off. Here's some of our interview with Jason Mraz.
You had a really busy stretch of life and work, if you look back on the past 6 or 7 years, and you just took a big chunk of time off.
And I did take some time off, yeah.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Well, first I just went home, because I did buy a house about 5 years ago, but the first 3 years of it I was on the road. So I finally unpacked, and I got a cat, and I started going to the grocery store often, and cooking all my own meals, and surfing every day, and then I started taking some personal travel time. I spent 2 summers backpacking around Europe, which is something I'd always wanted to do. I went to India.
Wow.
Yeah, I just took some me time. You know, I wanted to book my own hotel reservations and see if I could get from place to place on my own, you know.
Why was that important to you? Had you kind of, had the pendulum swung so far the other way?
Yeah, it certainly had, you know. And, you know, when I had made my second album, those songs were written in hotel rooms and on airplanes and buses. And you know, I was writing about those experiences, sure. But I didn't want to write about those experiences again for a third record. I wanted to see who I was, who I was growing up to be.
As you took the break, did you continue to write, or did you have to be a little disciplined and say, hey, you know what? No writing, just getting kitty litter for, what's your cat's name?
Right, Holmes.
For Holmes.
And... yeah. No, I wrote a lot. Yeah, I wrote a lot. I actually play a songwriting game with a couple of friends, which always keeps us writing.
Yeah. I love the games that you play, these songwriting games. One is called, it's called I Like.
Well, I Like is definitely one that we've definitely just recently exploited, sure. Yeah, I Like is a great game. You know, it's just a series of chords that go down and you start your phrase with I like, and then you have to surprise somebody by telling them what you like, and then you have to rap about it for a couple of bars.
Can you do one real quick? I like?
Sure, I can definitely try it. Let's see. So I can take it simple and go like, I like NPR. It's the radio station that was gonna take me far. Yes, a satellite signal shooting up to the stars. It goes like this, broadcasting to the car, singing I like, you know, something like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, cool.
The first single is I'm Yours.
Yes.
Now, that might be familiar to some fans.
Yeah.
You've been playing it for a while, right?
Yeah, I've actually been playing it about 3 years. And then last summer, I noticed that it was really the song that everyone wanted to hear the most. I was like, wow. And so I decided I was going to put it on the next record. I mean, to a lot of hardcore fans, are like, this song isn't new. But I wanted to give it a proper recording. I wanted to give it a proper home. And because of its groovy, positive vibe and it being the foundation of the new record, it allowed me to add and write brother and sister songs to I'm Yours to make it a nice, happy, and positive record.
Well, let's hear I'm Yours from Jason Mraz.
Mm-hmm. Well, you done mean, you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind. See like me, open up your plans, man, you're free. Well, look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God intended right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Oh yeah, oh my, my. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Oh man, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans, man, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, there's no need to complicate, because our time is short. This is our fate. Well, I'm yours. Oh, and this is our place. You better believe I'm yours. Yeah, this is our space. You best believe I'm yours.
That was Jason Mraz live in our studios last month performing I'm Yours off his new album. We sing, we dance, we steal things. That comes out today. He also played an amazing version of an old song of his called The Boy's Gone. We will post a video of that performance on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Next on the show, I did not grope that young lady. I was sleepwalking.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's the defense one man made, can you imagine, against lewd conduct charges. We'll explore the strange world of sleepwalking coming up on The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.